Sachen, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Kol Shoshim Mutar Lechol. We're talking over here about the Zman before Chatzos, which is where we left off the end of Perek Aleph. So the Gemara explains that the words of Kol Shoshim Mutar Lechol Machil means like this. Whenever it's mutter for somebody to eat, who's that somebody? Whenever it's mutter to eat. Whenever it's mutter for somebody, not that it's mutter for everybody else to eat, we're talking about truma. Remember that we had, before we started with Dine Tumah v'Tahira, we had Shitzer Gamliel, the end of Mishnah Hay, that said that Chulin Echol Kol Arba, Truma Kol Chamesh. They didn't just say that you're not allowed to burn truma b'shol chamesh. They said you're allowed to eat it in order not to be mafsid the truma. So because of that, Kol Shoshim Mutar Lecha, the Kehanim are allowed to eat truma, Pirush, in the fifth hour, B'shol Chamish is, on that hour, Machil B'hem L'chai Lo'ivis, even though for a regular person you're not allowed to eat, so all the chomets in the world besides for Truma, is Isuri Achilo, but it's Mutar B'hano. The Dugmois that the Gemara gives of Mutar B'hano is Machil B'hem L'chai Lo'ivis, you're allowed to feed to your animals. U'lamoichre L'nochri. The prime two examples of Hano from an Oichel would be either to feed it to your animal, even if it's Yisuri Achila, Nevelo, Lakel Tashlich and Oisei, L'maychu L'nachri. Give it to a guy, sell it to a guy. L'choy, those are two prime examples. The Gemara Grada makes a tzricha, so why does that say, Machal Behema, L'chaya, L'oifa? You're going to give it to a Behema, the Behema sometimes hides a little bit of the food, you're going to forget to be Mevarit, it could be a Michshul, it could be awesome Darbonon, or if it's a less Mevarit, the Gemara goes back and forth with those two possibilities. But for Etzem, the idea is clear. There's a heter on the Hano. Ulamaychel Lenochri is also a mutter. The Gemara brings that Ulamaychel Lenochri grada comes la fuke into Santa Shita, not the Mishnah. There's a Shita's Beis Shammai that holds that if a person takes chometz, he sells it to a goy, he has a problem because the chometz already became mechuyiv bebiur. And he has to make sure that the guy gets rid of it before the Shas Ha'isa. L'chor, it's only Din D'Rabban. I mean, I'm not over on chometz that I sell to somebody else. So once it's chal on it, the Din Biur, when does that start? Does it start Or Larba Osor? The chometz is already oimid since that's the Shas Ha'Bedika, oimid L'Biur. So now if I sell to a guy, the chometz that I had in my Rishus was already oimid L'Biur, was already chal on me, a chiyuv. Klape that chometz, and now I can't give it to the goy if the goy is going to save it to have supper tonight, Leil Seder. So Shita Mechudesh, it's according to Beis Shammai. Again, to say that it's Midereisa, how could there be a Bal Yerom Ba'imotz, a Chiv Biur, a Choyves Tashbisu on chometz that's not mine? So the Choy, it's only Din D'Rabbon. But Vinishvi, the Mishnah is coming Lafukadam, I'm allowed to give it to a goy, sell it to a goy. Umutter Bahano Osai. Now, Umutter Bahano Osai, we just gave two examples of Umutter Bahano Osai. What does the Mishnah mean? Umutter Bahano Osai. What do you think of that? So here the Gemara is interesting to Zach. What would be, the halacha is that chometz is only chometz if it's an oichel. What's oichel? We'll see later on in Yetzir Hashem that even though normally Yisuri Achila, Nevela, and such are only oimid bi Yisurim if they're roi lachilas odom. But chometz, there's a chiddush, we'll see, Mitzvah Hashem, the parameters of that, is osur, still, if it's even if it's spoiled, and it's not osur b'achilo, as long as it's roi l'achilas behema. That being said, what happens if a person takes chometz, koidim zmanoi, and he's chorchoi, he burns it, and what's left is chometz, it's not complete ashes, it still has some type of tzura. If he tries to eat it, la'acha hazman, midrabbonon, what he's doing is what we call achshaveh, he's being machshiv the chometz, and then midrabbonon, we treat it as if he's eating chometz. What happens if something is total offer? He burnt the chometz, pasha the afresh shel chometz, it's burnt. So now l'chay, there's nothing left of it, certainly not chometz. L'chay should be able to take the offer, the charcoal that's made out of it, should be able to sell it to a guy. It's not chometz. We say that once it went to the Shas HaYisur, once it got to the sixth hour and it was chalned at the Isur, Hano, then even if it was burnt, the halacha would be, it was already chalened at the Shem Cheftza of Chometz, you're not allowed to be nanny from it. Chayim in the Rabbonon. Mashen Kain, if it was burnt before the Zman, then you're allowed to sell to the Goyim Lachazman. That's what it means over here, Mutter Bahano Osoy. If Mchorchoi Ba'ur Koidim Zman Yisuroi, the Rav says, Mutter lehonis ba'afrei afil la'achaz manisu. It's not chometz. It wasn't chalon Hashem chometz. Ovaz manoi is, what's the zman? The rice would only be after chatzois. L'maisa midirabonon. When it gets to shoshishis. Even though the issa is only midirabonon, osur b'hano osur, it's chalon Hashem isuri hano. And the way the Gemara says, osur b'hano osur means not only are you not allowed to befoil, use it, feed it to an animal, sell it to a goy, but it becomes, we'll use our shprach that we used in the Mishnayis in Perek Aleph, it becomes a cheftz of Yisur Hano. And memelo, the halach is that if a person would be mekadosh an isha, b'shosh ishis, the halach is we treat it as a zach, which is mufka from being used for Kedushin. It's mufka from being able to be koina. If we would look at something, you're not allowed to be nena, but be'etzem it's not Yisur Hano, then if you would be mekadosh an isha, since it's not Yisur Hano deraisa, so we say, okay, the Kedushin is chal. But over here, we treat it mamish as Yisur Hano. The halacha is that it's that he can't be mekadosh an isha. Gradi, you look at the Tosfos Yomtov, you'll see he brings a lashon of Rashi in Dav Zayin, where Rashi says that even though the Yisur Hano lecha is only with the Rabbonon, how could Yisur Hano of Chometz the Rabbonon b'sho shishis be mafkia kedusha teira? He says no. Rashi says called the mekadosh adaita the Rabbonon mekadosh hefker bezn hefker hefker mafkir memoinoi. Chodeb Shat would be without it. This is a kasha gedolei achrenim mucho of this inyan. There's a mashmois of some rishonim. Rashi says it's in a few places. Chodeb, the answer is, once Chazal goes on to Yisur Hano, so Memeli has no control over it. He has nothing to do with it. He can't be Mekadosh Nishu because it doesn't have a status as owned property. What's the difference if the nature of the Isur is Midraman Deraisa? Today, right now, Chazal were mafkia it from him. Not they were mafkia the Kedushin. That's a little bit of a shverkeit. What's the difference why it's Yisur Hano? What's the difference what the level of Yisur Hano is? Okay, right now, there's no bailus. There's no, can't exercise kinyonim with Yisur Hano. But the Lashon of the Mishnah is also banosi to include this point. V'lo yasik bo tanav kiraim, he's not allowed to heat up an oven with it. Now again, why does the Mishnah have to say this? It's just another example of Yisur Hano. Mishnah is not coming to tell you examples. You know, why does he have to say this example? The Gemara says, because we're going to have in the next line of the Mishnah, of Yehuda Oimer, Ein Bir Chometz Ela B'Sreifa. Chometz can't be destroyed, gotten rid of, it has to be burnt. If Ein Bir Chometz Ela B'Sreifa, so what happens while you're burning it? While you're burning it, maybe taka it should be Mutter B'Hano, because you're L'maisa B'Toich, the process, you're getting rid of it. Even while you're burning it, you're not allowed to be nana. Now, why would you have to say it's coin to Rabbi Yehuda, coin to Rabbanan also? While you're burning it, maybe it should be Mutter B'Hano. You look at the Yochin, and he brings down Meduyik in the Gemara, and Ois Ches Afilu L'Rabbi Yehuda, to Matzri Chesefa Osel L'Hanis Mitzvah Fosoi. Is the Chiddush over here that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mutter? It's Osel L'Hanis B'Shas HaSreifa? Or only according to Rabbi Yehuda? So let's read on for a second. What is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Ein Bir Chometz Elo Sreifo. V'Chachamim Oimerim, Af Mefaru V'Zoyer L'Ruach O'Matel Ayom. So we have a machlokes over here. Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Gemara says, that he learns out because it says Sreifo by Noisor, and it says Sreifo over here. Noisor is Bekoris, Chometz is Bekoris. You have to get rid of Yisur Krisus, or you have to get rid of Chavi Krisus. So maybe we learn out it's the same thing. Noisa is clearly in the Torah. By Noisa of Yisur Fuboesh. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chacham hold no. The Pasuk says by Noisa a mute. The Lashon is that Noisa has to be burnt Bisreifa, but not other things. So Chacham, as long as you get rid of it, any oifen of getting rid of it would be considered a kiyum of Biur. That also is a way of getting rid of the chometz. By the way, in pshat, the lashon of chacham mefarer, it sounds like there's three options. One is mefarer, turn it into dust by crumbling it. Zer l'ruch means to throw it and again disperse it, that it's meaningless crumbs in the air. Oy matl ayam. The other way to read it, which the Gemara is medayik, is mefarer v'zer l'ruach, or mefarer and be matlet layom. And the reason for that would be that if you matlet layom without period, it could show up someplace else, and it could still be considered viable. Mora says that if you throw it into the Yam HaMelech, you don't have to, because it'll self-destruct. It's not going to show up anyways. There's no sfinos in the Yam HaMelech. It's never going to show up, and they'll take water, and you left pieces of bread floating around for some other yid to be nichshul. Okay, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Now let's understand ba'imik hadvar. So let's say over b'kitzanim, it's the tour says there's a halacha that's called that you're allowed to be nene from the offer of Yisuri Hano. You burnt something. It's ois or lo klai hakerem. You're allowed to be nene after you burn. You're allowed to be nene from the offer. You're allowed to use it, put it in your fireplace. Why? Because once you burnt it, you already mafkir, was already niskayim mitzvazoi. Kol hanisrofim, kiven the nasin mitzvazoi, it's a gemara in Tmuro. It's mafkir the Yisuri Hano. You're now allowed to be nene from it. The Pasha Teklal over there in Tmura is only by Nisrofin. There are other Yisur Hano, which are not Mechaif Suefa, Basim Chol. You have to burn? You don't have to burn. You have to get rid of it. Flush it down. It's called Nikbarin. Just get rid of it. It shouldn't be around. It's a Mikshul. So, but since it's only Nikbarin, there's no Nasa Mitzvah. There's no Din to burn it. So it's not Nasa Mitzvah. It's nothing with Mavkir Yisur Hano. It stays Yisur Hano. Even if you burn it, it's not a Chal in it to be Mavkir Yisur Hano. That's the Klal. From Desvegen, the Torah says that by Chometz, if you burn it, you're allowed to be nene from the offer according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to the Chacham. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Nisrofen. Rabbi Kivege, the Shagasai, they all ask, even if you say Mefar of Israel the Ruch, that's also its din. Nikbarin over there is because there is no din to destroy. It's not destroyed. There's no din to destroy. There's a din. It shouldn't be around. You shouldn't be nichshol in it. So there's no din destroying, the destruction of it doesn't take off this or no. But over here there is a din to destroy it. Either to destroy it b'sreifa or to destroy it with something else. What's the difference? Says Reb Chaim in Sefer, and this is a very important idea. There's a fundamental difference between the bir chometz b'sreifa according to Reb Yehuda and the bir chometz b'chol dov according to the Rabbanon. According to Reb Yehuda, the same way noiser is not the din that you have a mitzvah to destroy the noiser, but the noiser itself has a din to be destroyed. Yisuri Hano, that's Nisrofen. The pshat is it's the din of the zach itself. It's the chefza has to be destroyed. It's ton sreifa. So mele, it's ton sreifa. It's osav Hano, it's ton sreifa. If it's not destroyed, it's ton sreifa. Once it is destroyed, the din of the Yisuri Hano is off. That's Nasis Mitzvase. The din of the Rabbanim, Mefazer, Mefar L'Ruach, is not a din, it has to be destroyed. It's your din not to have viable chometz that belong to you in existence. You have a mitzvah saseh to destroy it. Not that its din is to be destroyed. Your din is the chometz that was in your possession. You now have to undo possession of chometz by destroying the chometz. Nothing was done in the chometz itself. That's why it doesn't have a specific way. Get rid of it anyway, because with that, you're getting rid of your possession on the chometz. It's not a din in the chometz. It's not a din in the cheftza. It's a choyves gavra to destroy it. Now go back to the line before that we just read, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to be nene b'shas maisa. I would learn the Mishnah like this. According to the Rabbanon, what you're doing when you destroy the chametz, if you burn the chametz, you know what you're doing? You're disavowing possessiveness of the chametz. You're doing of getting the chametz out of your rishus. If you nene from it while it's being burnt, you're disavowing it, you're getting rid of it, or faket, you're using it. Why is that maisa of pushing it out of your rishus? Faket, that's the way you're using it. So that's pashat, that it would defeat the purpose. According to Yehuda, there would be a machlokes to say, no, there's no din that you have to get rid of the chametz. The din that the chametz has a din, the cheftza of the chametz has to be a din to be destroyed. No, it's being destroyed. Why not be nene from it while it's being destroyed? The being destroyed takes off the Yisrael Nos. You're allowed to be nene, ad kam that it's destroyed. Kamashman, that you're not allowed to. That lechor would be the pshat in the Mishnah. Just add one more point, because the sugya aruka over here in Perikol Shor is that the fact that when you're not allowed to eat chametz midaraisa, which is from chatzos ve'elech, that continues, that even though it's not a chi of chorus until laila, but it's also by achila midaraisa, that includes it's also by no midaraisa. The Gemara learns out, Tos Yontov is mitzayin over here, because the pasuk says, lo ye ochel chometz, Yei ochel means it shall not be eaten, which includes not only eaten, it shall not have any usage, which is like achilo. To quote the Lashon of Chazal, lo yehei boi heter achilo, ustam hanois lidei achilo heim bois, shalekeh bedom dvar meichel. Anything that when a person has hanofim, something he's providing, he's making money on it, that's also a form of getting ultimately to taking care of himself, getting to achilo. What's the issur hanon? We'll just use this as a springboard to discuss. Is issur hanon and issur achilo two sides of the same coin? There are many issur achilo in the Torah that are not also bano. Nevela, chodosh, various issur achilo in the Torah not also bano. Bosu v'cholov, orlo, klai, aker, and such are also bano. So the Gemara has a whole discussion to a famous member, Amar Rav Avo, komochem shenema lo yoichal lo yisoichal lo yisoichlu. Whenever the Torah uses the Lashon lo yoichal, the Torah means in achil, the Torah means hano. Echad isu achil v'echad isu b'ano b'mashma, ad sheyipayat lo chakos, v'nevel, the Torah has to tell you, allowed to be nena. In Chometz, would you need a pasuk to tell you that you're not allowed to binena, l'chor the isu achil includes hano. So this could be a melamed on all those. It's part of the sugya over here, where the isu achil includes automatically isu hano. One aspect of that is, if achil hano are two totally separate things, then the shiur might be different. The shiur of isu achil, of course, is a kezayis. How much is called being nana? Using a kezayis of basa b'cholav, that'll be the lav of isu hano. So there's a famous discussion, Kiveg in the Mishnah Lamelech, the Pashtus is that Isur Hano is a shear of having benefit. Having is a monetary term. I have something. How much is called having? A Shavah Pruta. That's a monetary value of halachic significance is a Shavah Pruta. So Achil Hano could be two totally different things. Rav Avo says not. On a deeper level, what that means is that the Chafetz has a din not to be used. The Iker usage of something which is oichel, any foodstuff is eating. A secondary use is being nene from it. That's what the Tais Yontiv means. The usage that Lamaisa provides for a person, which is also a subcategory of achilo, is hano. So Yisuri hano is a subcategory of achilo. The Rambam says something very interesting because of this. The Rambam picks up on this drosh of Rav Avo, that achil includes hano, the way we just said it. The Rambam says, because of that, Yisuri hano is only like a lesser form. It's like a chatzi shir of achilo. There's no malchus on Yisuri hano. If somebody sells bas b'cholov, he's over and alive deraisa, but he does not get malchus. It's a lesser form of the Yisuri achilo of bas b'cholov. Would that be true by chometz? Maybe by chometz, the achil and hano are two different things. That could be discussed, because over here there's more than hano. There's also an iser on the ownership. So it could be that the parameters of chometz are not just about eating and consumption, but it's about any type of relationship with. Maybe the having is create something else, and maybe the hano would be something else also. Would there be malchus on the hano? That remains open to discussion of Rishonim and Achronim.